The native logging industry in Australia argues it's sustainable because it grows back every tree it cuts down. But an investigation has revealed in Victoria that's not always happening. Here's National Environment reporter Michael Slezak.
The rich ash forests of Victoria contain some of the tallest trees in the world. They're places independent researcher Margaret Blakers loves.
They're the most carbon-dense forests on the planet, so they play an absolutely critical role in mediating the climate.
And they're logged by the state government-owned company, Vic Forests.
Native timber is the ultimate renewable resource.
Vic Forests argues the timber is renewable since they grow the trees back.
We invest millions of dollars to reseed and replant to grow the forest back.
Growing them back is a legal requirement, but Margaret Blakers suspected it wasn't always happening and investigated. First, she looked at how often the regeneration fails in the first 3 years. Published reports have said it's fewer than 15%, but Ms. Blakers obtained official figures under Freedom of Information laws.
30%, a third, of the logged areas were not in fact regenerating as the logging rules require.
But Ms. Blakers suspected things might be even worse than the documents suggested, so she went out and checked if the trees the documents said had grown back really had.
What we found was that in many cases, those forest areas that supposedly had been regenerated were not. And this is an example of one right here.
The area we're in was logged in 2011 and, according to official documents, regenerated by 2019. But it's certainly not a mountain ash forest right now. It's completely dominated by shrubby wattles.
I can't see a single eucalypt as I look around now. It's 100% wattle all around.
Margaret Blakers found more than 30 logging areas officially marked as regenerated, but she says don't meet the criteria.
Mount Delusion was literally deforestation, so turning what used to be a eucalypt forest into a grassland, weeds, blackberries, bracken.
Sarah Beckesy is a professor of sustainability at RMIT University. She says it's a problem if logged forests aren't being properly regrown.
So, you know, a clapped out, weed infested, you know, burnt bit of forest might have a negative impact on water quality and quantity and can even increase the likelihood and severity of forest fires.
Vic Forests said in a statement it regenerates all harvested forests through an extensive process and always follows the law. Margaret Blakers says regeneration isn't happening as it should.
Everybody from the governments, state and federal, to Vic Forests, they all claim that they regrow forests after logging in all cases. And the reality is that is not true. In other words, the logging is built on a lie.
Independent researcher Margaret Blakers ending Michael Slezak's report.